views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Show insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Now, here's your host, Kelly Ballard.
Good afternoon. Hello, everyone. I'm Kelly Ballard, and you're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so glad you joined me today, and Happy New Year to everyone. I hope that as we're 7 days into the new year now, that it's treating you well and you are full of wonderful energy and just excitement of knowing that we have great, great things that are coming to us this year. It's so fascinating to me because this year, energetically, there's such a different vibe that's already coming through it. And there's so many different things for people that I'm already hearing about and noticing changes and hearing from clients, the ease that's coming in. So I think we're really in store from some good, good stuff. And I'm glad to be here. Well, thank you for sharing your brilliant energy with me today. We're going to do some awesome things together with Spirit. I hope you'll stay with me for the next hour and open up our hearts and our minds to connect in with Spirit and educate ourselves with divine energy. As you know, each week we cover a variety of topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, animal communication, mediumship, healing, listening to your intuition, and so much more. And if you're wondering how you can find me outside of Transformation Talk Radio, you can always check out my website, reflectiveharmony.com, for more information about how to schedule a private reading with me in my upstate New York office, or a phone reading. I read for clients all over the United States and internationally, or to read about any of my upcoming classes, workshops, and webinars. And speaking of webinars, I've got a couple webinars actually that are on the cusp of coming. Next Wednesday, January 13th, I have Working with Your Gut Instincts. February 3rd, Connecting In with Our Past Lives. And February 24th, Automatic Writing and Divine Guidance. So if you are interested in getting some of that metaphysical energy on, sign up for the workshops. You can find those and detailed information about those on my website. We've got a really fun show today. I'm excited because I think with the new year, there's always all this pressure that we put on ourselves about, resolutions and what we got to change or give up and do. And so I wanted to really focus today's show around a new year, a new you, working with Spirit to make this the best year yet. And I've got a bunch of stuff, bunch of information to give you guys, and hopefully some good homework to help you really shift this year into one of abundance and a lot of happiness. So before we get into that, as always, we have the best callers that reach out during our show, and I appreciate you calling in and your patience. So we're going to be opening up phone lines today for the show. I love connecting in with my callers, and especially your loved ones and spirit guides on the other side. So if you would like to touch base with me today to talk about maybe what 2016 holds for you or some insights and inspiration, this is where you grab that pen and paper. You can reach me in Spirit at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And if you're interested in following along with today's show, you can check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonykmb, for more information as well. So with that said, let's get into the good stuff. So ever since I have been a little girl, I've always felt just really melancholy about the whole month of January. I think it's that Christmas energy that begins to dissipate. And, you know, we have that buildup of everything. And you know, we start thinking about, you know, our resolutions. We start thinking about whether it's that dreaded diet or accomplishing that out of reach task. January for me has always been a month that if I could hibernate through it, that would be totally fine. I'm not sure how much my kids would like that per se. But I dread it. It gets me, you know, anxious. And however, I was trying to figure out, I had taken a little bit of time off between Christmas and New Year's this year. And over that time, I had some time to really think about that I wanted to change my view and my perspective of January, and especially the new year in general. Instead of looking at a month of cold and dark and depressing resolutions, I wanted to become more mindful of not only what I wanted to, what I accomplished for that matter in 2015, but I wanted to start to view January as a time to begin my vision of what I wanted to accomplish all throughout this new year, 2016. And I guess I wouldn't really call these resolutions, but perhaps a fresh start, a chance to imagine, to create, and to become. So towards the end of 2015, I had a chance to talk actually with a number of my students and clients about how they thought that their year went as a whole. And it was crazy to me because I noted that they discussed in depth about the significant choices they made, some of those that they would do over again in a heartbeat, some obviously not necessarily so. But what I think surprised me the most was how easily that we all tended to reflect back upon the negatives, like the losses of the year. We so quickly forgot about the blessings, the births, the new beginnings, the great adventures, the excitements, the moments that filled our hearts to the brim and took our breath away. We forgot about the amazing moments that brought in so much laughter that our bellies hurt and our faces ached from smiling. So this, when I was talking with them, I said, you know what, guys, like this year, let's break that cycle. Like, let's focus on the positive. So I, personally speaking now, decided to reflect back a little differently this year. And I'm going to try to allow myself to embrace all of the lessons, even the icky ones, and all of the good that 2015 gave me. I'm letting go of the negative, and I'm focusing in on what's next, what's positive, what I learned and how I grew, and what works for me. And I think that in a lot of ways, 2015 really shifted my outlook of life in wonderful ways. I have found ways to appreciate the little things in my life more than I ever had before. I allowed a tremendous, tremendous amount of joy to flood into my heart and make a beautiful permanent nesting spot there. I started to make active choices in how I wanted to react to stressful situations. And most importantly, I really continued to try to be myself and let spirit guide me on this wild ride that we call life. And you know what? I'm thankful for all of these great lessons that spirit has taught me. And believe it or not, you know, I'm actually kind of looking forward to the new lessons of 2016 because I know that those ones are helping to write me into a place of exactly where I am meant to be and what I am meant to do with spirit. Every year, I always, always intend to make it a great one. And while realistically, you know, I think that we know it's always filled with those ups and downs that life gives us, I know without a doubt in my mind, and I trust, I live it, eat it, and breathe it, I know that spirit is always one step behind me. And whether they are just guiding me in the right direction, whether they're navigating me around this corner or that corner, no matter what situation I encounter, I know that I will be supported, that I will be lifted up and carried through all of this to the other side. And, you know, I think that one of the things for me that helps me with that is that I make a part of my routine every day is I connect in with spirit daily. And it's and realistically, I think it's probably an incredible amount of time that I spend talking to them. But I talk to spirit in a way that is no different than I talk to a friend or any other person. And I think that well, talking with them recently, you know, and asking for guidance and support and how to continue to allow a change and this great flow into my life with ease, I chose that I wanted to be open and allow good. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. We've got to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about making this year the one that is for you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond with me, Kelly Ballard, on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us today. And if you're just tuning in, be sure to check out my latest posting on my Facebook page about today's show. And we'll have an archive of the show up on my website, reflectiveharmony.com, at some point tomorrow as well. We've been talking about a new year, a new you, how to make this year by working with spirit the best one yet. And I'm excited as we're kind of getting into some of the good stuff. As I mentioned at the beginning of of our show that we'll be taking callers throughout the show. I'd love to connect in with one of your loved ones or spirit guides to find out what insight they have for you to make 2016 the best year yet. And you can reach us at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. So we're going to actually jump to the phones real quick and take our first caller. We've got Anne from Northern Virginia. Hi, Anne. How are you?
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Good. Anne, what can I do for you today? Happy New Year.
Well, you know, you were talking about how you would like January to be a hibernating kind of month, and I kind of feel that way. And there's something about, and I guess it's the shift of energy, where I'm feeling more comfortable within myself and more at peace.
But
not wanting that time, you know, to hibernate. I've had some things happen at the beginning of the year already. I had my hand flare up. I cook for a living, and I've had some issues with my hand, so it flared up, and then my sink clogged up, had to be snaked for 3 days before. So I started my year off with a bang, but I didn't know whether you sensed something about my cooking business or about myself that I needed to know. I just feel that I'm more at peace within, but yet have, I think, a lot to give and a lot feel like still like a flower ready to just burst.
Oh, absolutely. So, Anne, here's, I think, what's really exciting about what you have going on with you right now, and I'm hearing this from Spirit. You know, oftentimes when we have an element stand in the way of, like, so for instance, your hand flaring up, you kind of need your hands to cook. That's sort of essential, you know. Or, you know, we have a sink backing up. You need your sink for cooking. You know, when we have little roadblocks that come in, yet this overwhelming still presence and this feeling of like, I've got this and this is going to be okay. I feel like it oftentimes is like a little temperature gauge from Spirit kind of giving us, you know, that little reminder of like, hey, look it, you know, we're about ready to bring in a lot of divine intervention. So that would explain the part of you that is still feeling the calm, cool, and collected peacefulness, that restedness. That's the presence of Spirit. That's the presence of the divine intervention kind of letting you know like, hey, if you just hand us the reins and we'll take it from here. I think, however, that when we have these moments where something flares up, something backs up, something gets in the way of what we technically need, quote unquote, to move forward, it's oftentimes that's when Spirit is slowing us down and kind of saying, look at, if you're not going to just give me the reins, then I'm going to put the brakes on things so I can take them. And so I don't feel like it's any bad juju. I don't think it's any lesson. I don't think it's anything that you're attracting, but I think it's Spirit kind of giving you a loving little kick in the hiney, kind of saying, hey, like, give me over the reins right now. When I have moments like that in my life, one of the things that I always find myself saying to Spirit is I surrender. And sometimes I might have to say it 100 times, Anne, but for me, I know that is putting an intention out to the universe of saying, look at, like, I am a worker bee and I'm used to always going. You're obviously bringing something in that wants me to go into a different direction. I trust you. I surrender. Like, take what you need from me and go. And what makes me excited, Anne, as I tune into your voice vibration and kind of see what's next is this is really going to be a year where you are carving out your niche, where you are carving out really where you want to take your business, what you want to be doing with it. I'd even go as far as say, like, kind of developing something of either what you're going to be known for, a signature. There's something with you this year that I feel like Spirit is basically saying, like, we're doing this, like, we're getting into the good stuff now. We're making stuff pop and making stuff happen. And so, you know, you'll have other little moments until you really get into that groove of like accepting and allowing and letting that abundance flood in, where, you know, something will stop you in your tracks again. But I always personally try to say, like, all right, guys, I got it. I think the more that we overreact to the things that make us feel panicky or make us feel like we're stuck in a way, I think the more that we overreact to those, that's when we have a hard time. Like, that's when we block the good stuff from coming. So even if you find, like, with your hand of sort of being like, all right, guys, I got you. I surrender anything that is blocking me from cooking. I release the need to have my hand, you know, jamming up on me. I, you know, release the need to have anything not cooperating in my kitchen. And I find that when we make those strong strong statements, it's sort of like we're letting go and letting them get in the driver's seat. But I really feel strongly for you, Anne, and probably more so as you get into, I'm going to say the 20s of this month, so like 20, 21st, 22nd, I think that's when you're going to start feeling more of that contentment and that click and finding yourself in a little groove, like that mojo working.
Okay. Thank you.
Best of luck, and I will send you some healing energy for that hand, too.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Happy
Take
New Year.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So before our break, we were talking a little bit about, you know, really try how to figure out to kind of let go of that energy. And I was mentioning, you know, I talk with spirit daily, and I spend literally a very large portion of my day in that space. And while I was connecting in with spirit recently, I was asking them for guidance, for support on how to allow this flow of change to come into my life very, very easily. And for those of you who might know me well, you know I'm a creature of habit, so I like consistency. But I wanted to be able to let go so that I could choose to be open and to allow to experience the good, to allow the healing energy to come in, to allow the laughter and the giggles, to accept and attract abundance easily, and most importantly, to be able to embrace love unconditionally and feel that. And I was reminded of a practice that I started back in 2012, and it really was a whole way of thinking, and the thought really is called intentionally intending. And it's not so much necessarily that I forgot about it, but I think that, like with all things, you know, we get sidetracked with life, and at some point I allowed that way of thinking to kind of take a backseat into my life. So on January 1st, I dusted off my intentions, and I started my day with the following mantra, and I'll put this up on my Facebook page at our break as well. I intend to see, I expect to see, no matter who I am with, no matter where I am, no matter what I'm doing, I intend to see that which I want to see. And as I was repeating that little mantra, I realized that I really have the power to change the momentum of the life that I am choosing to experience. I can choose a life filled with great health, with prosperity and abundance, with unconditional love, with crazy amounts of happiness. So by remembering that I have that choice, that I have that empowerment, that strength, I have taken like that statement and made that into my mantra for the year. I've made a commitment now of transforming and enriching and enhancing my life and my overall well-being to this with the guidance of spirit. So, you know, it's like I'm trying to work with simple lessons, and I talk to my clients about, you know, keeping your thoughts in the present each day. So, for example, if one of your lessons was to be mindful of everything that makes you an abundant or a prosperous person, and most importantly, to be grateful for them, you can kind of take a thought that instead of saying, oh gosh, I wish I had more of this, or I wish I had more of that, you know, what if you took a moment and said, look at all that I have been blessed with. Look at how abundant today was. I am so very grateful for that moment. And I think that when we can find time within our own self to reflect back even on something small, I think that makes a huge, huge deal. So whether you got to work a little early this morning and maybe had time to like sit and enjoy a cup of coffee, like be grateful for that little moment, or maybe it was something big. It's finding all of that, embracing it and being grateful. As I mentioned, I make that point every day to really connect in with spirit, and it's good solid time and not just on the fly or when I'm struggling, but I try to sit and just be present and to not only feel that support that's around me, but to be in that place of communication. So, you know, try allowing yourself to do that same thing. And whether it's connecting in with a loved one on the other side, spirit, a creator of your own understanding, or even taking time to connect in with your higher self, your soul, you will be blown away. You will be amazed at what you can learn by quieting your mind, by listening and concentrating to something so much bigger than each of us. And I'm also this year, and I think this is almost as key as that, you know, spirit and mind connection. I'm also trying to focus on this lovely vehicle that houses my essence, my soul, my spirit, me, this healthy, strong body of mine, you know, and here are some thoughts that I always try to remember for my vehicle. Let your body really breathe in divine energy. Allow it to release any areas of tension, pain, stress. And, you know, simply you could take 2 or 3 minutes and just sit down and literally work from the crown of your head to the bottom of your feet and just envision yourself releasing and envision yourself letting go. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. When we come back, our phone lines are still open, 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. I've got lots of good stuff to give you when we come back from break about this topic, making this year the best one yet. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I don't need the same excuses. All this talk is really useless. You run for cover every time I'm close.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the week. When we own our own responsibility, we're choosing to own our choices, our energy, our day, our jobs, our relationships. It's a tall order. And what difference does that make? Well, plenty. We're choosing to look within, to change agreements within ourselves, to keep our energy field clean, and to upgrade as needed to make choices that are authentic to us. This shifts our language. We no longer blame others. We're no longer victims of our circumstances. So if we don't get paid abundantly or loved abundantly, let's look within and ask, where am I not honoring myself? Where am I not loving myself? Let's change the agreement. Let's get real with what's in place, forgive ourselves and others, and shift into our new life. Visit me at LeslieFontaine.com or call me at 678-665-3366. Let this be the last day that you choose to look outwardly and look within.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The new era of financial planning is upon us, where it is just as important to focus on your inner wealth game as it is your outer wealth game. Would you like to be in the forefront of this new groundbreaking financial movement? Lynn Brown, award-winning financial planner, energy coach, and international radio host, will share real, actionable money wisdom infused with empowering tips, fear-busting exercises, and money-growing magnetism. Are you ready to create your fully financially healthy life? Join Lynn for this free 2-hour full-spectrum financial planning workshop in Bellevue, Washington on January 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register by January 5th as space is limited and will fill up fast. Call in today at 425-372-4749. That's 425-372-4749. Light food and beverages will be included. See you there.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions, so ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, Financial Advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
dream about you and I.
Hey, we're back on the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. With me, Kelly Ballard, on Transformation Talk Radio. Don't forget to check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/ReflectiveHarmonyKMB, for some tidbits from today's show. And you can always check out my website, ReflectiveHarmony.com, for an archive of today's show and some of my recent appearances on the Dr. Pat Show, too. So we have been talking throughout the show today, all about it being a new year and different things that we can do to connect in with spirit to really make it the best one yet and to open a big part of ourselves up. And so we were just talking a little bit about, you know, we've got that mind and spirit connection now, but what about our body? What about that vehicle that houses our essence, our soul, our spirit? And so here are some thoughts that I wanted to give you, I wanted to give you about that lovely vehicle of yours. So what if you allowed your body to really breathe in divine energy and allow it to release any areas of tension, pain, stress, not only today, but every day? So taking like literally 2 or 3 minutes a time, you can sit down and focus on every kind of little pieces of your body from the crown of your head all the way down to the bottom of your feet and just envisioning, you know, your head, your shoulders, your arms, you know, so on and so forth, and releasing any pain, releasing any stress, releasing any worry, any discomfort, whatever it is. And, you know, when we spend time focusing on how our body feels and how it would feel great to feel healthy and whole and healed, I think that does so much to what we actually carry with us. What about the thought of what pain could you truly live without? And why are you holding on to that pain? Is that pain connected to something emotionally trapped in your body? And I feel like if we really genuinely take a moment to tell yourself, you know, I release the need for this condition, for this illness, for this pain, for this suffering, for this worry, whatever it is. I think that's a very, very powerful statement. And as I mentioned to our caller Anne earlier, you know, I love I surrender. That's my big affirmation. And I have that written down as well. And I often find that when we can take that moment to let go and to release, it's really limitless of what we can do. And so there's one other big thing that I really wanted to talk about today that, and it's a brand new thing that I'm trying this year and I'm really excited about. And if you are a receiver of my newsletter, and you can sign up for that on my website, reflectiveharmony.com, then you got a little bit of a tease to what I'm about to tell you about. But one brand new thing that I'm trying this year is to weekly make a one-word commitment. So you might be wondering, what the heck is that, Kelly? Like, what is a one-word commitment? And so here's the thing. Making a New Year's resolution is a terrific way to reflect upon the year you're leaving behind, to embrace, you know, changes of the coming year. But if you are like 73% of our population in the U.S., we make resolutions for the year that we don't follow through. And I'm not pointing fingers at anybody, but that's what we do. And that's a really high number. So why do you think that is? I mean, do you think that our goals are too broad? Do you think maybe our schedules are too hectic? Do we, you know, forget? Do we, you know, do we set these unrealistic expectations of what we can accomplish? I mean, we could probably make a list that could go on and on and on. But with a one-word focus a week at a time, your goal or theme for the new year becomes tangible and, more importantly, doable. After all, it is just one word. So we can all commit to embracing and upholding one word, whether it be art, believe, connect, dream, laugh, create, manifest, trust, or drive. You know, we can all make that commitment. So first things first, we have to discover what is our one word. Think of your one word commitment as a way to keep yourself in check, but also a home base to which you can kind of check in. You know, am I honoring my one word today? I'm so stressed at work. Maybe making time to do one thing for my one word would make everything else seem more manageable. You know, it's finding ways to kind of check in on, you know, what might be winding you up, what might be getting you going. So I made a list, and I've got about 27 words for starters, so I'll need another 25 to get me through the rest of the year, but I can do it, that I was drawn to. So some of them that I have right now are trust, manifest, play, dream, live, appreciate. And what I did is I put one every day down on the calendar. So every Sunday on my little calendar, I have right now 27 words to start the beginning of my week on Sunday. And when you know what that one word should do for you, it can be easier to choose, you know, what you want. So, you know, don't think of it as a daunting task, but explore like words that you've been exposed to in your life and what's comforting, what's an overwhelming feeling. But imagine that that one word is all you have to focus on and allow that to, you know, guide your actions, your peace of mind and your resolve. So, you know, if you're thinking about, for example, like we'll say play, that's a great, great word. You know, how many of us, you know, just go, go, go all day long and we don't take moments to laugh. We don't take moments to let our hair down. We don't take moments just to do something, you know, mindless and silly. And how easy is it that if you're, you know, feeling stressful and you're feeling overwhelmed, how are you honoring play today? What have you done to play? So maybe it's carving out 25 minutes to sit and read People Magazine. You know, it's finding something that you can do that you consider play, for example. So I always, you know, my thought was try thinking when you were starting this list, try thinking of words that make you feel very emotionally heavy. And then on the flip side, do these words have a counterpoint that might make you feel very light? So, you know, you could take, you know, a word, for example, and you know, what feels daunting, what feels overwhelming, what feels, you know, maybe puts a little bit of a lump in your throat. And what's the opposite of that feeling? And try alternating. You know, take the tough word and make that the one that you focus on and kind of then reward yourself the following week and go for the lighter version of that. So when you can do that, you're kind of creating that step in the right direction to look at what you want to focus upon, what you're healing. So your next step is very, very easy, and it's simply to use it. So think of three simple ways that you can utilize your one word in different areas of your life. So we could say at work and at home, and how about like a hobby, okay? So let's say that your word is create. So at home, you can consider creating a vision board to throw up on your fridge, or if you have a home office, or where on your bathroom mirror, wherever. So, you know, a vision board, super, super simple, that you're basically taking intentions that you want to manifest, whether it's for your professional life, for your health, for you personally, your finances, family, whatever it is. You can be as specific or as broad with those visions and those intentions that you want. And by having that at home, you're posting it somewhere that you're walking by it every day, you're seeing it, you're telling the universe, bring this on. People do vision boards in all different ways. Some of them go through magazines and cut out pictures and words that inspire them. I'm a writer, so I love to sit down and just write out statements, write out some ideas of what's important, what I want to manifest. I've got a vision board hanging. I'm looking at it right now on my wall in my office. I've got one at home, and I've even made vision boards for things that I wish for my family members. So, you know, it's really a wonderful, wonderful way to create. You're being creative, and you're also creating the life that you want, these wonderful manifestations. So at work, we could look at create is perfect for the workplace, actually, no matter what field that you're in. Chances are that somewhere you'll be making something, writing, editing, organizing something, something for a project, something is going on. Any particular task that is bringing you down, you can return to your word and remember that even the most mundane or tedious tasks can be part of a bigger picture, part of a larger act of creation. And without your effort, it wouldn't be the same. So You can also create a workspace that represents the new you in this new year. You can add photos to your desk, things that inspire you. You can change your desktop image on your computer to something that inspires you, makes you excited. Put your word up, perhaps. And just little things that make your office a little sanctuary or a home away from home, something that can help to keep you true to that one word. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. We've got to take a quick break. We still got time for callers if you want to call in. That's 800-930-2819. When we come back, I've got a few more things for you about making that commitment to that one word and getting you in the best shape that you can for this new year. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit allergyasthmanetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
On the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration. for The Great Beyond with me, Kelly Ballard. I appreciate you spending time with me today. And as a medium and intuitive consultant, I work with spirit daily to provide my clients with answers, insight, and inspiration from their loved ones on the other side. You can always find more information about my services at reflectiveharmony.com. We have just a little bit of time left for callers, so if you are interested in calling in, finding out what the new year holds, you can reach me at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. So we were just talking about making a one-word commitment, and and the different ways that you could apply it into your daily life. We talked about at home creating a vision board. We talked about at work, whether it was devoting that energy into a project, or, you know, creating our word is create in this scenario, creating a workspace that reflects, peace, love, whatever you're drawing for. And then another way is also within a hobby. So, here's an opportunity to really go as far out as your one word will let you. So if we're still using create as our example, think of all the ways that you could manifest it into a hobby, whether it's, something that you are developing a brand new area around. Why not sign up for that drawing class or that pottery class that you've been thinking about? You could always channel your one word's energy into a hobby that you also already love, and the opportunities are endless from that perspective. So the most important part, lastly, is to commit to it. And so how do we make sure that our one word commitment, how do we set that into action, basically? So you can do something silly and give it a ceremony of sorts. You don't need to have bells and whistles or orchestras and crowns, just something that initiates that one word into your life. You can do something that physically signifies that you've set this word into motion and this goal into your 2016 plan. It can be a simple prayer, And you can and should mark it on your calendar. As I mentioned to you guys, I have a calendar that every Sunday I've got my, 27 of my 52 one words down and what I'm focusing in on. And, those are great things for you to look at and to try to, commit into. And I think that when you give that commitment to your one word, the same priority as you would to any other task in your life, there's no way for you to fail into incorporating it into that lifestyle. All you have to do is to channel that energy into a positive way. And, I think in my head that maybe if that 73% of people who, failed to meet their goals in the new year had their one word as a motivation, maybe their resolutions would have become major achievements. Maybe they would have found success. And I think when it comes down to it, choosing, using, and committing to that one word in 2016 could really be one of the best resolutions that you can actually make. And, if you're wondering what my one word is for this week, it is allowing. So I'm focusing in on that. I mentioned in the very, very beginning of the show about utilizing spirit to achieve anything. And I think that one of the things with, intentionally intending and my one word commitment is, both of those, they inspire me because of spirit. And I know that, with me keeping a positive attitude and looking at life and going after what I want, what I need, what I feel will bring me joy and what will bring me happiness, I know that I can achieve anything, that it's limitless of what I can have. And I think that, I always tell people shoot big, because there's nothing wrong with going for the big stuff, because anything underneath is still fantastic and is still wonderful. But I think that when we recognize that we have this entire team of these unconditionally loving beings at our fingertips each and every day that want nothing more than to see us happy, to see us thriving, to see the good stuff wiggling in and wiggling around, I think that, it makes such a difference in what we try to bring into our lives each and every day. And for me, with spirit, I mentioned earlier, keeping my communication very, very simple, just simply, whether it's out loud, you're talking, or in your mind, like you're meditating, I think letting them know, like, hey, this is what I'm having a hard time with, or this is what I'm struggling with right now, or hey, I'd like, I loved when this happened, I'd love some more of that into my life. I think when you start communicating and recognizing that you're being heard, it takes the smallest piece to manifest, to get excited about and to know that you're being heard. And I think that becomes a life changer for all of us. So, you know, for me, if it's something small that I'm asking for help with patience, let's say, and I end up watching my day like totally turn around and finding this peace and an understanding that I was lacking earlier, for me, that's life changing. And I find that, you know, I start feeling more positive, I start feeling more excited, and that just continues to shift and bloom and blossom for me. This is definitely going to be a great year. You know, we've had a couple years with that people have gone through rough stuff, and we've had a lot of growth and a lot of learning that we've needed to do, a lot of healing within ourselves. You know, that I was just saying to a couple of my clients today that our soul was put here to learn, and we are forever students, and we're always growing. And, you know, some lessons are easier than others to learn, and some are easier to be part of. But at the end of the day, I think that when we can remember from this bigger perspective that, you know, whatever we trust, whatever we want, when we're open to receive, when we're open to learn, anything is possible. So my wish for all of you this year is to have a fantastic 2016. I hope that it is filled with more laughter than you know what to do with, great health, wonderful memories, family, healthy friendships, healthy relationships, unconditional love, and all that good stuff everywhere in between. And we've got great, great things coming. And I can't always say that. So it's nice to look at this year and to really trust that, know that, and feel that in all of my being. You know, it's hard to believe, but our show is just about over. It totally flew by today, and I cannot wait to connect in with you all next week. And speaking of next week's show, I'm really excited to let you know that we have one of our former guests coming back on. We have medical, intuitive, and spiritual life coach Jimmy Mack. And I'm so excited. If you haven't listened to the archive of the show, I think it was perhaps one of our one of our August shows that Jimmy was on. And we had crazy stuff happening. I mean, this is just like knock your socks off awesome stuff, from the audible phenomena that you can hear over the lines on the show to just the way that he was connecting in with callers. Jimmy is able to tune into your voice vibration and figure out, you know, where you've got issues going on in your physical body as a medical intuitive. And he does some ways also with a process that he calls My Liquid Fish, in which he's able to help your vibration release anything that it doesn't need so that you can live a healthy, strong, and happy life. So you are absolutely going to want to tune into next show. And I encourage you to call in and connect in with Jimmy, because you will have your socks knocked off, let me tell you. And it's great, because he covers everything from, you know, medical organ body related issues to allergies to emotional issues, you name it. He is just an amazing, amazing guy. And I've had a number of clients who've reached out to him who've had some really interesting experiences as well. So I'm excited to have him on. I want to thank all of you for sharing your time, energy, and vibration with me today. And sincerely, thank you for tuning into the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern and 1 p.m. Pacific. As I mentioned, next week we'll have Changes Made Simple with medical, intuitive, and spiritual life coach Jimmy Mack. Have a great week. Be open to the awesomeness of the universe, and thank you for allowing me to serve spirit. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in every week and visit www.reflectiveharmony.com to learn more about Kelly and the services she provides. Thanks for listening.